What is up, you guys? It's 2024. Let's go.
Happy New Year to each and every one of you. We hope you guys had an amazing holiday with your loved ones, friends, and family back at home. But it is our first podcast of the year.
Yeah, buddy. And year number three of the TCR podcast.
No. Is it? There's no way.
Well, we don't have 3 years here, but we have, this is year number three, season three,
so
let's say.
We're about to go into year three.
Yeah, for sure. Hold on, I'm organizing this because I did a little setup, change up here. I had a little more up lights. This is not the revamped TCR podcast studio for sure, but I changed it up a little. I kind of wanted to give it a different vibe. It kind of reminds me of how we started, right?
Yeah, but acuérdate, you were supposed to leave the Christmas tree up until Los Reyes de los Magos, niño.
For real, let me know down below, how long do you guys leave your Christmas tree?
Yeah. If Mando could, he would leave it up until February. Yes or no?
Yeah, what's the plan? When are we taking it down?
As soon as you're ready. Well, lately, the past 2 years, we take it down before the tree burn at Rancho.
Which is like mid-January, right?
Mid-January,
So it might be coming down soon.
Hopefully they wait for us because we're going to be out of town the weekend that the rumors are being said. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, you guys know that we go mudding as much as we can, even though we don't as much as we want, right?
How many times do you think we went last year? Three?
Probably like three, four times.
That's crazy. Casi nada.
Casi nada, bro. And we were here, but we always had something to do. But regardless.
Which is a good thing.
Every year they do an annual tree burn and there's hundreds of trees. Hundreds. The bonfire is probably as big as this house. Yeah. No, probably like two
it's
times. Huge.
It's dangerous too, though. It's like a lot of fire. Yeah.
But it's surrounded by wetlands. Yeah. It's an area where there's no trees at all. So
it's controlled. Like you said, it's surrounded by a lake, so you know, only the trees are gonna burn. So don't worry, you guys.
Yeah. But last year there were so many people. It was too many people. So it's rumored that this year, they're trying to keep it on the down low, so only the true ones know and all of this. But I honestly don't mind all the people. Like, you know, I don't go to pay attention to other people. I go to have a good time, me and my people, and that's all I care about. Yeah. Everybody else, cagan su desmadre, it doesn't faze me one bit, right?
Yep. So, I don't know if you guys watched our latest vlog on our New Year's vlog and how we had pozole, we had tamales, we had tostadas, but
Buñuelos.
I realized that we didn't have a taquero.
Taquero?
But we don't really need a taquero because taquero mucho.
You're so dumb.
What is up? That's a bad joke of the day. We're starting 2024 a little.
Taquero mucho. Oh my God. There goes Mando with the dad jokes.
Wait, but I have.
Where do you get these from?
I can't tell you my secrets.
Oh, I already know. Supersonic. Yo, let us know down below if one day we should have Supersonic on the podcast.
I'm freaking down.
We always refer to him.
Yeah, he's down too. He's our mini producer. So he's the guy behind the scenes. We go over our podcast. We go over our topics. And he helps out a lot. So I think one of these episodes, we should have him for a little segment because it'll be interesting.
And before we continue, I know you guys that are actually watching are thinking, Lily Bay, ¿qué chingados traes en frente de ti? Well, let me tell you guys, Mando was like, babe, did you grab your water for the podcast or whatever it was that I was going to drink? Según nosotros, when we started Puro Desmadre, we were going to be drinking Cruda Realidad vibes, micheladas,
nada,
no sé qué. I'm always trying to be in a diet over here. But anyways, as soon as he was telling me that, I was
you need a hand there, man?
Opening up this jar of pickles. And I was like, wait a minute. Why don't I eat my pickle on the podcast? By the way, this whole jar here, my mouth is literally water. Can you tell?
Yes.
This whole jar is mine, so I can scoop as many as I want, so don't come at me. But these are my brother's famous chamoy nito
world
pickles.
Famous.
Because you guys don't understand the amount of people that hit me up. And I do have a discount code with them, Lily B.
With chamoynito.com?
My mouth is watering again, which people have been asking me for. But I'm going to do a little ASMR. So if you don't like ASMR, just put the volume down for 2 seconds. Are you ready? By the way, these are homemade. Like, he does not buy pre-made pickles and add his brine. No.
And if someone is serious about their craft, these are actual chamoinito.
Cucumbers that he makes into pickles.
Yeah. And then
makes his brine to it.
And then makes the michelada mix.
Makes his michelada mix. Adds it in here. You're probably thinking like, ew, that maybe does not sound good to you, that if you don't like micheladas. But if you do like micheladas, try this. Try this. You ready?
A ver. Hala. That sounds crunchy. You know what I just thought about?
Does it make your mouth water or no?
Yeah, but no se me antoja.
Mando like, does not like pickles, yeah.
I don't know why. But you are the girl, maybe the person that goes crazy for pickles. Like, if someone is selling pickles at a store, at a restaurant, you're definitely going to try the pickles. See or no?
Yeah, extra pickles. Well, wait. You do like pickles.
Yeah, fried pickles.
No, no, no. When you go get a sandwich, you be like, extra pickles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But what, you only like the slice?
No, yeah, I mean, You just love pickles 24/7. So exageras. But I'm not gonna lie, those are really good. Mm-hmm. But my brother, he was actually telling me
crunching. Sorry.
That stop. Mm-hmm. I watch another podcast.
Chamoinito.com, by the way.
I watch another podcast, and pretty much they bring chefs into the show and literally give them plates of food while they podcast. And then they kind of interview the chef for like, you know, 2-3 minutes. And I think that'll be a good little segment for Chamoinito. You know, he brings us
for
pickles.
For anybody that wants to bring us food.
Yeah, he brings us pickles. He brings us a michelada. He kind of tells us how it's done and all that. And I think it'll be super interesting.
I wonder how he came up with this, because at the time, I know that I see it a little bit more now. But at the time, me, myself, that I'm out there in the content world, had not seen michelada pickles ever. So not only can you eat them like that and then drink the juice. Look, my mouth is watering as I talk, bro. But you can also make yourself a michelada with this brine and add some pickles to your michelada. Like, it's, my friends are obsessed. Mm-hmm. Melissa texts me. She has like a million something followers, right? Sends me audio of if I can tell my brother to send her pickles. And by the way, she's Melissa the Pickle, and she don't even like pickles. She said, can you tell Nito to send over some pickles, the chamoy pickles? Please, I'm craving them. It only shows me that a little bit on the screenshot.
Not us having the full segment of pickles.
I'm just saying. It's because I was like, oh, I might as well take them so they can know. Because I'm like, I talk about them on my lives, but never on...
Mm-hmm. On the podcast. This is the first time,
right? I think.
You would think.
I'm the worst. I'm sorry.
70
y'all.
Episodes later, baby.
And they are worth it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It literally weighs like a pound and a half pepinos. It's so good.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing about it is that his mix, you literally just have to buy the mix, put it into your beer, and done. Yeah. You don't have to buy any extra shit. So that's badass.
And we've had a lot of michelada mixes, a lot.
Trust
yes or
us,
no?
We have.
And I love micheladas. Yeah,
this is top tier.
But everybody likes micheladas different.
Yeah.
The micheladas that I like are spicy.
Mm-hmm. Not too thick.
Not too thick, because a lot of people put like a lot of clamato and it's just like straight thick. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. So I like it spicy, lemony, salty, right? Mm-hmm. Some of them need salt, bro. And I'm not even a salt person like that. Spicy, lemony, salty. I think that's like my perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
And a good amount of beer. Because sometimes it's puro clamato,
I feel like Nito's, I could put a little bit and I'm good with it. Or if I want it to be a little more michelada mix, like on the days that I'm cruda and I don't want a beer, but I want that flavor, I add a lot more. Your mouth is watering, huh?
I'm going to get some right now. On the break, though, because I don't want to crunch again.
I'm telling you.
But episode 70, babe. We are 70 episodes into this podcast.
Just to get away from me, because I'm just
calmate. 70 episodes. Uh-huh. So, interesting fact of the number 70. Jackie Chan turned 70 this year. Oprah turned 70 this year.
No!
That's crazy, right? That's crazy. Cholos.
Ooh, what about them?
You're a cholo lover, right?
No. You? I love you.
Nah, but so cholos, I kind of did a little research. I ran through some things on TikTok and I figured out why cholos are called cholos. It comes from the word cholo esquinkles, which is the dog. And since the dog is bald head, they call the cholos cholos.
What?
And esquinkles, have you heard kids being called esquinkles?
No.
Yeah, so in Mexico, they're like, oh,
yeah,
pinche esquinkle.
Uh-huh, yes,
so esquinkles is because the dog is in the calle y es muy travieso. So that's pretty much why little kids in Mexico are called escuincles. So that's a fun fact, that's Mexican cool word of the day why cholos are cholos. And I think because cholo, the cholo dog is always in the calle and the cholo is in the streets too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I personally love the cholo culture, not the violent part of it, like, because not just because they dress like one or bald and have tattoos, that doesn't make them a bad person. We have a bunch of friends that are the cholo vibes, all super cool, all down to come help. And yeah, I really love that. But tell them a little bit about you, babe. Did you have a cholo? I feel like all Mexicans had
a little cholo phase.
A little cholo.
Yeah, my cholo phase goes back to my middle school days when like SPM, Little Rob,
John Gotti,
you know, all that was popping. My brother actually introduced me to that. He was purchasing the Dickies. So I had a pair of Dickies. I had the purple. I had the blue ones.
Purple.
The navy blue ones. I had the khaki ones and I had the black ones. And I had the full set, you know, with the jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but then what happened? That's the part I want you to tell.
What happened with
them.
What?
Get.
Oh, well, then I think the Hollister era started.
No. That's not what I'm asking. You what can are get you into that too, but ¿quién no te dejaba vestir
casi? Oh, my mom did not like it. She thought that was for the streets. She thought I was going to start selling drugs. She thought I was going to start robbing people. And she would literally not let us wear it.
So she would
throw
them away or what?
At a point, she would. Well, at the end of the day, she was buying our clothes, you know, because I was what, 10, 12?
I don't know.
And she was buying it for us, but I guess she gave up. She was like, no pasa nada. And we ended up, you know, rocking it regardless. Because there was a store. Well, back in Belgrade, there really isn't somewhere to purchase clothes. We got to go to West Palm, which is 45 minutes away. And who else is going to take us other than my mom, you know? Mm-hmm. So we would go to the store and be like, beg my mom to buy us these Dickies. And fortunately, she would buy them.
Would you rock some nowadays?
I haven't purchased some in a while, but yeah.
I bought some. You know the ones I have upstairs?
Yeah, yeah.
I still haven't worn them.
You haven't worn them at all?
I haven't. It's because in the
khaki
summer,
ones, right?
No, they're actually the dark blue, the OG color. In the summer, I'm like, it's too hot for them. Like, it's a dark color. I do not like wearing dark colors in the summer at all. And then now that it got a little colder, I haven't thought about it, but I could wear them. I'm going to come out in my chola vibes tomorrow. But yeah, I feel like, let me know down below if you guys went through that cholo or chola phase. Mm-hmm. You definitely did.
Like, how many years did you have with your chola phase?
You know what? I think it started low-key without me knowing that term or that culture at all. Mm-hmm. It started like when I was like in fourth grade. So I was like
fourth grade.
Eight, nine. But because I didn't like dresses, and still to this day, hated dresses at the time. Hated dresses. Hated when my mom would dress us like girly. I was always like more of a tomboy. So I would not be attracted to that clothes. I would fall more towards like
boy
pants and baggy pants and t-shirts.
You're like more of a tomboy, pues.
Yeah, I would wear actually flare pants también, but that was rare. So once I got into my middle school years, I was so tomboy that one time my mom from fourth grade, my birthday on fourth grade, she made me dress like, you know, a girly girl or whatever. I literally snuck clothes in my backpack and changed into clothes at school to be more like hip and tomboyish. Hold on.
Okay.
Y luego de repente que me llega
she
mi
pulls
ma,
up on
jamás
you.
En la vida hija has she de brought cupcakes for my birthday.
What?
And that year that I decided to change in the bathroom, her and Nettie pull up with cupcakes.
You're like, oh,
and my mom's face was pissed, bro.
Did
like,
she put you out in the middle of the class?
No, she didn't tell me nothing. Oh, when I badass. Came up to her, she's like, más vale que vayas te cambies right now.
So you changed twice.
So I had to go back in the bathroom and change it to my freaking
mad,
girly
huh?
girl
on your
stuff.
Birthday.
On my birthday, bro.
Dang, that sucks.
I hated that shit. I hated. That's why there's like, bro. There was even a phase that believe it or not, I was the tallest in my class.
Nah.
I swear to God, until like 6th, 7th grade.
¿Y qué te pasó?
Luego ya y me quedé. But I was at this height, 7th grade. And that's, for example, little Rudy's height.
Yeah.
And little Rudy, you see
that's
him
crazy.
Taller
yeah.
than everybody else, right? So I was like, for my age at like third, fourth, fifth grade, I was like tall and skinny and scrawny.
Yeah.
And then my mom would put these big old poofy dresses on me. That shit was horrible, bro. Horrible. And, oh my God. That's why I never post pictures of that era because it's
hilarious.
It's really bad, right? But anyways, so leading into middle school, when I could finally do as I please a little more, and there was no uniforms, that's when I learned a little bit more about the Cholo culture. That's when I definitely went in it more. Like, at school, I would rock it in middle school.
Yeah.
I was barely starting to buy stuff, but not so much. It still wasn't a thing yet for me, but I was starting to learn about it, right? But getting into high school, when I finally knew, oh, I could get them online, I could get them at this store, I get them at that store, that's when I went in. Like I would wear Dickies
to school
all the time. Yeah, it wasn't like every day, but it was a lot. So it was only like a handful of us. It was myself, a homegirl Giselle, and Yvette.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Yvette didn't go to my school. Never mind. It was just me and my homegirl Giselle. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
rocking Dickies.
Yeah, and the thing
with
that's,
the long belts.
The thing that sucked for my elementary, middle school, and high school is that uniform followed me throughout my whole fucking...
Even high school?
Yes. So I know elementary school was for sure. And then they did a transition in middle school to wear uniforms, right? For some reason. And then they did another transition right when I joined high school, Glade Central High School.
I would have quit school.
Literally. Freaking. And then it got so strict in 10th grade that you couldn't even wear a black tee under it.
I was going to say, are uniforms still a thing yet, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Which I don't mind. I mean, if I'm a dad or you know, a parent, I don't mind it because you literally...
Hell yeah, that makes...
It's so easy. It makes life so easy.
That makes life a lot easier, yeah. But back then, I hated it,
as a kid, you hate it for sure.
Hated it. But I think I hated it more because I went from no uniform in elementary to at the ending of my elementary, they try to incorporate it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're like, what the fuck, right? And then middle school, same thing happened. No uniform, my sixth... And I think seventh, I don't really remember. But then eighth grade, there was uniform. And then finally high school, we were allowed to, you know, do whatever. But I think that's what I hated. Because I was used to being able to dress myself. And then all of a sudden, you know, that part.
Well, talking about dress yourself, let's talk about right quick of the four new Guadis hoodies. I love... People are loving the colors. Mm-hmm. Like, people are going crazy. They're buying the four sets. They're buying two. So I think it's badass. But let's talk about each one of them by itself. For example, Dale Con Todo.
It started off with that.
Yeah.
That's why we named the collection Dale Con Todo. Because I saw that phrase somewhere and I was like, yo, that is...
Yeah.
For
2024?
I love that. I wanted to do a collection where it was like... motivational but not super motivational where it's kind of cliche to wear, just like, you know, straight to the point. And when I saw that phrase Dale Con Todo, I was like, I love that, because it's not like such an old school phrase. It's a little it is old school, but it could go with the new times. You know, I'm shocked somebody hasn't said that in a corrido somewhere. Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, so it started off with that.
Yeah. And then the one I have make out here making my parents proud.
Yeah. I basically wanted like a collection that went good together.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a black, green, like a foresty green.
The brown.
It's
mahogany.
Oh, yeah. It's like a dark mahogany brown. Yeah.
If that's how you say it. Yeah.
So it started off with the Dale Con Todo. And something that I always try to help you guys with is that some of these quotes I had already written down a long time ago. So a tip for you is if you have an idea, but you don't know how to execute it yet, write it down, and one day it's going to work itself. It's going to play out. It's going to come in perfect. So whenever I was looking through all the random quotes and sayings that I want to have for my future merch, I came across that one and I was like, yes, that's perfect. Motivating, Hispanic, Latino, like that's what we're known. A lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people, all they want in life is to make their parents proud, and especially in the Latino culture. So I thought that was perfect for this year. The next one was Brown and Proud.
Brown and Proud, which is the one you're wearing
right now. Yeah, that's the one I'm wearing right now. Because, again, I want it to be motivational and for you to feel, like, empowered. And we're always about motivating you guys to stay proud and unidos. I mean, especially us that we are Latinos and everything that we're going through nowadays with everything. La Ley is in Florida with, you know, Trump at the time, with the whole immigration stuff. I feel like that made us as Latinos become way more proud of who we are and want to show off a little more. Like, oh, you say that we're this, and this. Now I'm going to show you what we are, right? Mm-hmm. So Brown and Proud, I really like también. And the last one is this moment would never come again, because that is a quote that I really like. I always try to enforce this on people that think, like, too much of the past, or they think too much in the future. Like, bro, just think about the right now. Like, are you happy right now? Like, clear your mind. Are you happy right now? Are you okay? Is your health okay? Are your family okay? Like, don't worry about tomorrow. Yeah. What if tomorrow never comes? What if the freaking world ends tomorrow and you were over here? Well, of course, if it ends tomorrow and we don't know, because if we did know, then we're going to be going crazy. But what I'm trying to say is, I wanted to create this collection as, like, a empowering, uplifting. So, those are our four sweaters, and that is a collection. Yeah, again, I wanted it to be empowering, motivational for the new year, and for you guys to keep your head up and keep echándole ganas. Mm-hmm. Y que le den con todo.
Yeah, for sure. And 2024 is all about that. Just leave 2023 behind. We don't know if you had a great 2023 or a bad one. We don't know. But regardless, you know, just dale con todo, because that's all you have to do. That's all you have left to do. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know what's going on, because I'm getting rings on my phone. There's someone at our front door, and we'll be right back.
I said, hell yeah, I want some tacos. I am full, don't get me wrong, but you know how you know that fruta doesn't get you full for long? That's me.
One thing I love about our life and just how everyone is so cool to come to our house and they just feel like at home.
Yeah.
I think that's so important. And that's something that I
always want them to.
You know, that's badass. They could just come here, chill for as long as they want and leave whenever they want. Yeah. So I think that's badass. Yeah. That confianza, I don't know how we did it, but it's badass.
I love that. I love, like Mando said, my friends randomly show up like they did right now. And he's randomly going to go bring us some tacos right now. I said, bet, you don't got to tell me twice when it comes to tacos, honey. Even though I'm going to the gym right after. But anyways, I love that. I've had friends, Carmen, pull up, cook for us, right? Or just randomly pull up to hang out.
Yeah.
Amanda, we were watching a movie the other day. I love that. Something that Mando and I always wanted was for our house to be the chill spot.
And it has became that.
And it's the fucking chill spot, bro. Not only for the kids, but for our tios,
our
for
dad,
our parents,
parents,
for our friends. And I love that.
And one thing that I know about your dad is that he doesn't like eating anywhere.
Yeah.
He only likes eating at home or at his store.
Correct.
He doesn't like staying anywhere or chilling anywhere. He's not that type. He wants to chill at his house or at his store, and that's it. But here at the house, he just feels at home. He stays here. He eats here. He'll cook out here. He'll be in the backyard.
He'll be in the backyard walking around, looking at the land.
So that's the whole vibe of the house, and that's what we have established. So I think that's badass.
And that's what we wanted. Remember? Yeah. Like, you always wanted to be like an entertaining house. Mm-hmm. And talking about entertaining, how was our New Year's party, babe?
Oh, my God. Let's get into that. I'm glad you brought it up. It's a lot. It's a lot to, I mean, like I said, the vlog is out. You guys will see the vlog. It was lit. And that's the last time that I'm going to say lit, because we be saying lit a little too much.
Sorry, we need a new word for lit.
But it was a really good party. But I was telling Lily, I was like, yo, this is one of the first parties that I feel the pressure. That I feel the, I don't want to say stress. Yeah, I feel the stress. Uh-huh. Like, it was a lot of little things going on. And it was tough.
It was the first time that I included Mando in the helping process. Because every other party that you've seen that we throw here, mm-hmm. Mando just involved the day of.
Yeah, I just grab like, a hey, couple babe, things or whatever. Yeah,
I need you to go pick this up, or hey, help me pick this up, or can you put a little screw here, like little yeah. things like that. But this one, lo tenían chinga como unos dos, tres, cuatro días, yeah, right?
Yeah, like 3 days at least. Yeah. Yeah.
And, but I'm glad he was able to be a part of that because now he sees
the work. Que
es una chinga.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
But honestly, like, I don't stress it at all.
Nah,
right? I'm not stressed one bit. Like, I like the process. I might be with my resting bitch face as I'm doing it, but I'm just focused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm excited for the outcome. Like, mm-hmm. I'm excited to make it look nice. I'm excited to have everybody be wowed.
Right.
I'm excited for the wow factor myself. So I don't ever stress it at all. I always try to add more and yeah. more and more. Like, we started off with just a party,
yeah.
throwing it, right? Then we bought tables and chairs. Then I bought a tent. Then I bought marquee letters. Then I bought string lights yeah. to put outside. Now I get a DJ. Now I get a grupo. Now I get a sparklers. Now we got bartenders. Fucking best bartenders in town, bro.
So,
it's called Me Bartender.
Yes.
I totally recommend it.
Yeah. So there's no leveling down from that type of party anymore.
No,
like,
no.
We've been to parties
yeah.
here. We've been to parties in LA, Phoenix. We've been to parties. And
yeah.
they know how to party.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I want. Like, when we throw a party, it's going to be a party. And people are going to know that this is the type of party.
Yeah. So whenever first started partying in LA or Arizona
yeah.
with all the influencers, we were always so wowed because, obviously, the amount of raza that's out there, mm-hmm. and you guys know, la raza le echa ganas.
For sure.
Right? So they would have mini pancake stands. They would have
taquero,
a mini dessert stand, the ice cream stand. They would have like so many different vendors doing
yeah.
so many different things that I was like, yo, why don't we have this in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, why don't we have this? Like, never in my life had I gone to a party remotely even close
yeah.
to that over here, right? So that's when I told myself, man, I'm going to start doing it. And if I don't know nobody, I'm going to make
yeah.
somebody. So thankfully now we have, if we want a mini pancake stand, we have a mini pancake stand. If we
agua
want a taquero,
stand.
We have a taquero. If we need the aguas frescas, we have somebody to
candy
do that.
Candy cart.
If we need a candy cart, we got that. If we need even the shot carts, we could get that. If we, anything that I want to make the party a little extra,
yeah.
we can do.
Which,
so,
now thinking about it, that shouldn't have been a, we should have had a pancake cart. We should have had agua fresca
yeah.
cart. We should have had a candy cart.
The problem
but we forgot.
Is that we're friends with
yeah.
everybody that is a part of that.
And
that
they want to party too.
I want them to party.
Yeah.
Even when I got the bartenders, I was like, look, I know it's New Year's Eve and I know you guys are in work mode, but don't be.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to leave the bar for a little bit and go get lit or go dance or
do
go
it.
Get some
do
food,
it.
Do it. Don't feel like you have to be here and I'm going to be like, where were you? Why aren't you here? No. No, I don't care. My friends have coolers over there. They bought bottles. They can
mm-hmm.
figure it out until you come back, right? But I wanted them to have a good time. And that's the same thing that I told the grupo. I had only got them for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Because I was like, they probably want to be home.
Then Lorenzo.
They probably want to be home with their families
yeah.
or partying with their friends, right? So I told them straight on, like, look, you guys are here an hour. But if you guys are down to do more, we're down to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys want to leave or if you guys want to stay and party, you guys could do as you please.
Well, I actually told them, I was like, look, you guys could go home and come back at 2 or 3 a.m. We'll still be here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be here till 5 a.m.
So you can start playing at 2, 3 a.m. It's like, no. We're going to party. So they like
yeah.
the vibe.
They
love the vibe.
Here,
you know?
And they partied here
yeah.
with us until
it was fire.
5 in the morning.
Yeah. Which I didn't make it to.
Mando,
I'm typically the last one.
One of the last ones, correct. Even after me, yeah, you're right.
I'm typically the last one no matter what. But that night,
I was the last one.
I was done. I had pozole all over my white outfit.
Can y'all please, if y'all haven't seen the vlog, go see it. It's going to be worth
hilarious,
it,
yeah.
especially the ending.
Yeah.
Don't put it in the comments.
Yeah, don't
ruin it. Just watch it. You're going to be laughing
ballin.
Your ass off because I was dying, okay? Like, Mando did not want to put it on the vlog. Yeah, and I was like, babe, you have to. It is so funny, bro. So I convinced him it's on the vlog.
Before we move on from that subject, what was your favorite part of our New Year's party? Your favorite, like...
My favorite part? Well,
let's say top two or three.
Oh my God. I want to say my family loving the bartenders. Mm-hmm. Like, even family... My family, you would think, are super drinkers. Like, my older family, like my tías, you know? But they're not. My cousins are. My cousins and... You know, my primos, my sisters, my brothers, they're all lit, right? But my tías, they'll drink one or two.
Yeah, socially drink, chill. Just chill.
You know, if they get drunk, tipsy one day, it's very rare, right?
Yeah.
But I kept seeing them coming back with all these cups and I would be like, are you like it? They're like, oh my God, it's so good. They were loving it. So the fact that they were like hype about it was hilarious. I even reposted one of my tías. She's probably like almost 50, you guys. Mm-hmm. She was over there twerking to, what was it?
I'm out here in Miami.
Oh my God, that
looking
song.
Looking for a hoochie daddy.
Mind you, yeah, they were raised here, so they know all these songs también, but it was hilarious watching that. So that was my favorite part. Mm-hmm. I clearly, and them taking pictures and being so, they were writing in the group chat, oh my God, Lily, thank you so much for such a good time, you know, whatever, stuff like that. Stuff like that is what I live for, you know. But what about you?
I think how there was no like downtime. Like was like no, there was activities, there was the group, the DJ, and then the DJ decides to do like musical chairs, and then I get on the mic and do my desmadre. I thought that was the best part. Yeah. Like just how everything was, there was really no schedule. Like there wasn't like a schedule, but I felt like there was a schedule.
Yeah,
you know?
And something that I started telling guests that don't know everybody is two things. Number one, not everybody knows each other. So I'll be like, don't worry, not everybody knows each other. There's a lot of people here that do not know half the people here. Mm-hmm. So don't feel awkward. Don't feel like you're going to stand out. No.
Yeah, no.
And number
no
two,
one's looking.
Number two, everybody gets lit. Everybody gets super lit. Nobody judges. If you end up on the floor, we'll take you inside. We have a million air mattresses. Yeah. That's something else we did. We had air mattresses on deck.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody wanted to stay over, and we would show them, look, you see these rooms, all of these rooms are open for whoever wants to stay open. So, for everyone wants to stay over. My bad. So I would tell them that to make them feel more comfortable, and then I'll tell them, I'll even give them tips. Hey, when you go to the bar, order two drinks at a time, you know. Or if I were to see that they were like by themselves or something, I'll go bring somebody else. Like, oh look, this is my friend. She don't know That's nobody fire. Here neither. Yeah. And then they'll start like socializing a little bit. But aside from that, even before the party, I would always tell any guest that I know isn't going to know a lot of people, I always tell them, you are free to bring your squad. Right. Like bring your bestie, your cousin, bring a friend. So that way you have somebody and you don't feel awkward. You know? And if you guys are ever invited to a party and you guys think you're going to be awkward, ask if you could bring a plus one or a friend. That way, you know, I feel like it's hard for some people to let loose. But
with strangers.
But yeah, life is what you make it. So if you see everybody that night is getting late and you're like there, like being lame or not having a good time,
shy,
like, that's on you.
Yeah, that's definitely on you.
You know, if the party, ya está el ambiente ahí, like, párate, go socialize. You know,
Lily
Bay
with the party tips. Let's go.
I'm just saying, bro. We be partying, right? Yeah, we don't care where we're at. But can you give me some of that Coke Z?
You want this?
It's looking at me.
Hold on, let me refill this. Hold on. Coke Z with a little spike of cherry.
Yeah, I love Coke Z cherry. Oh,
we've been on a Coke Z.
This is all Josh and Seba's fault.
For real. But I started, we're done with that, right? I started my New Year's resolution early.
I can never say that word, by the way.
Resolution?
Resolution.
I kind of chopped it up.
You kind of messed it up for me.
But I started early, and one of my New Year's resolutions was to build a network, we said. Right?
Network more.
Network more and, you know, talk to people in the industry and things like that. So I hit up a young mogul, right? How you say it?
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, you know, hit him up. We talked and congratulated him on his success and all that. And I thought that was badass because actually my dog, Supersonic, he was telling me how this guy... who I'm talking about, he would go to a coffee shop where millionaires were will hang out. Right?
So you need to do that.
So the millionaires hang out there, and but he was always looking clean. He was always looking in the suit. And as long as he had money for a newspaper, because, you know, the millionaires would sit there reading their newspaper and chit-chat with other millionaires. So as long as he had money for that, he was good, because he would buy his newspaper and talk to these millionaires and then just kind of pick their brain of what was working for them, of what they were doing, of what they were thinking.
And I feel like you're so good at that.
So I'm like, in 2023, I don't think I talked to...
Not one new person.
Not one new person. Not one millionaire. Maybe one or two. For tips. I mean, we definitely talk.
Because at the end of the day, we all want to grow.
Grow and progress. And when you're up there and most of them at least, when you're up there and super successful, you really don't mind helping someone that you see with that hunger.
Even for example, we've had a lot of people that come to us and they'll try to pick our brain.
I fucking love giving them tips.
I do too. I love, and especially when I see them hungry for it.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes like we try to enforce that hunger into other people, but not everyone has it.
No, not everyone.
And I've come to realize that, because I was just talking about this on my live. I was actually giving tips on my live earlier. Okay. I asked me anything. This girl said Marquee Rental, like, how's it going? How should she start? All of that, right? And that's one thing that I said. Like, I can't tell you to want this and love it. Like, if it's coming from you, I'm all here for it. Because sometimes I'll have some people be like, I really want to start something, but I don't know what. Like, that makes it hard for me.
Yeah.
Because the world is so broad of ideas and things you can't do. I can't just throw anything at you. But if you have some kind of foundation of what you think you might be interested in or anything of that nature.
What motivates you.
Yeah. I can definitely help you.
And you're really good at that. Yeah. Even if you don't know that side of the world, you'll kind of research it and you'll kind of figure out how to help them. That's for sure.
And I tell people, like, anything you guys want to do in life, just do it. You'll learn later on. Because something that I learned in college that I do not agree with is that they basically say that you have to have it all planned out.
Right.
You have to, like, whenever you're going to go to
like a 10-year business plan, let's
have
say.
A 10-year business plan, figure it out. Right. And I don't agree with that. I feel like you learn as you go. Like, I learned more actually having the business than what they taught me in school, number one. And number two is we didn't know shit when we started, but we still did. And as time goes on, you start learning to add this, to do that. Oh, let's do this now. Let's try this. And every business runs differently.
Yeah.
And there's so many businesses out there that, of course, there's not going to be any two alike. There's not going to be two that do the exact same thing. Mm-mm. But guess what? There's so many out there killing it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So
to wrap that up, like, I feel like it was the first thing I did this year. I was like, you know what? Let me knock this out. I don't know where is it going to go. Uh-huh. Hopefully, you know, it becomes something bigger than what it is. But I'm definitely going to do that. And for you guys back at home, something that I heard another podcast talk about is that, you know, start cutting out them friends that they want to do something you don't want to do. For example, I'm not saying I have one or you have one. For example, if you have a friend that he's like, yo, I just got the best OG Kush, the best whatever, right? The best drugs. This is badass. But you don't smoke. You really don't care, but that friend is always talking about that. So you don't need those type of people in your life because you're not interested in that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So look for people that are, you know, ahead of what you're doing, kind of motivate you. Because at one point, we had a roommate, and he was super obsessed with Arnold, right? He was super obsessed with fitness. He was super obsessed with finance. Mm-hmm. And every time I would kind of like doubt myself or kind of question what I was doing, he'd be like, no, Mondo, you could do it. You could do it. Yeah. Just do it. Just go. And a lot of things that he taught me, I still use to this day. Like, he just motivated me. He kind of pushed me to
making
do things the right way.
Comfortable.
And I mean, you just need those kind of people that are, let's say, at a higher tax bracket than you.
And push you,
And push you to be better.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, so that's definitely one thing that I'm working on this year.
And I feel like you could totally do it because, like I said, you are super friendly.
Yeah.
You talk to anybody in any elevator, awkward as hell, right? Yeah. So I was shocked that you haven't done this sooner.
I think 2023, I was just so focused on our businesses and kind of like make sure they were running. But 2024, like I said it before, is all about growth, all about collaborations, all about just, you know, going the next level. Mm-hmm. Scaling businesses, that's my goal for 2024. So that's a little wrap up. But talking about millions, the Stanley Cup.
Where's my Stanley Cup?
Look at this. $850 million the Stanley Cup company made in 2023.
Dang, $850 million. I need to start my own cup brand.
And unfortunately, I'm the reason behind that too, because this is my third Team Stanley Chef Cup in 2023. The first one was a gift. The second one
that
I purchased.
Lost.
And
that
this third
again.
One was a gift. So I lost. I had a total of three in 2023. And I understand why they're so big. Because to top it off, it's a great cup. But $850 million in 1 year, they literally like 50x their business. Maybe 100x their business in 1 year, you know? So I thought that was badass. But
that's
then
super badass.
I did a little research.
Wait. Before you start that research,
it's
a little another motivational thing. And something that we learned.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley has been around for years.
Yes.
For years.
Go off, queen.
And there's times like for any business that they go through rough patches, mm-hmm. that they're not as trending as they were before or whatever the case is, right? But I mean, take Stanley, for example. They kept pushing. And all of a sudden, bam, blew up again. So something that we always tell each other is that just keep pushing because one day something's going to blow up. I'm like an example. We had a Guadi shirt that we had released 2, 3, 4 years prior.
Yeah.
And it freaking went crazy. Viral.
Like 2 years, like 3 years
later. 3 years later.
Yeah.
Right?
You just never
crazy.
Know.
Crazy. Like sold hundreds of thousands of shirts. Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yeah. It was insane.
So a lo que iba. Always keep pushing. Even if something is a little rough and bumpy right now, keep pushing it. Don't give up.
Yeah, like the saying says, after every storm, there's sunshine. Mm-hmm. You don't know how long this fucking storm is going to last. You don't know. You're super deep into this, like, you know, rain and todo te va mal. And you're just having the worst year of your life, your worst month or your worst day. But just know, I've said this on the podcast. This is probably the third time I said this. But just know that the sun will come out.
Yeah.
The clouds will go away and things will get better. I promise you.
But with that said, yes or no? With that said, it goes hand in hand for you to also stay positive, mm-hmm. and try to look at the bright side because
affirmations, word of affirmations for sure.
We know a lot of we know people that, like Mando said, that storm is always on top of them, that things don't go right all the time. But unfortunately, those same people are always very negative, talking very negative, always looking at the negative. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying like, fuck, man, like this happened, be like, it happened, but it's okay. It's okay.
Fuck it.
I'm healthy. My family's healthy. Yeah. And I know sometimes it's harder to stay on that positive route than other days, but it's okay. As long as you get back up the next day and try to stay positive for that day, I feel like for those people, that storm goes away faster?
Right.
Or do you not believe that?
I mean, this is the law of attraction from the books I've read. You know? The law of attraction just attracting, you know, positivity.
Yeah.
And positivity will come to you.
Yeah.
For sure.
So if you find yourself being in that negative rut, it's okay. We all go through that. But just try to get yourself out of that. And tomorrow's a new day. Just start fresh. Look up ways to maybe not be so negative. How can I not be so negative? Or ways, like, you got to do your part, too. It's not just going
to
happen.
It's just so easy nowadays to just YouTube shit. I'm not going to lie. There's been days where, like, I feel tired. I feel overwhelmed. I feel overworked, which is fine. And everyone has feels that. But I know exactly how to get back to, like, that other vibe. Put some Eric Thomas motivational stuff, and then bam, it literally just changes me.
It changes your whole. Isn't that crazy? A few words of advice could take you from a rut to feeling 100 again.
Even today, I was like, damn, man, we got, you know, a lot of things to do. And I need some motivation. So there's a dealership across the street from my warehouse. And I went to go see the Urus, just to see it, just to go check it out, sit in it, touch it, kind of words of affirmation to be like, yo, by the end of the year, hopefully you're mine, pero si no, no pasa nada. But that's the goal. I touched it. I got information on it. And that's probably sometimes.
You're going to take me on a ride?
You're down? But yeah, if you want that.
You take me on that ride on your Tesla.
If you want that house, if you want that family, if you want that horse, car, whatever you want, just go look at it. Just go look at it, write it down, and it's definitely going to come to you.
Before Mando and I got this house, for example, we probably came to see it like 20 times.
At least 10.
I kid you not.
20? At least 10.
At least 10 in the 2 months that we had put the contract in, right? And we were like, we're going to get it. But I was so wanting to get it, and so was Mando. But in the back of my head, I always tell myself, and if I don't, it's okay. Something better is coming.
Right. But if I don't,
it's not for me, and it's okay.
We knew that this was a perfect house for us. We knew it. But like you said, no pasa nada.
Yeah, and that's how I am with everything. If something doesn't go my way, for me, I always see it as there's a reason why. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Something better is coming. I get over it like that. Like instant, bro. Mm-hmm. I do not dwell on it. Moving on to the next thing.
For sure.
That is our little motivational spiel.
But back to Stanley.
Today.
All right, wait.
Hope it helped.
Let's knock out the Stanley Cup. So the most expensive Stanley Cup going on StockX right now is the Stanley Flow Steak Cruncher 30-ounce tumbler called Camellia, fully pink, for $1,000.
Is it the Valentine's Day one?
I don't know. Then there's another one going for $200. It's a Stanley X Starbucks 40-ounce tumbler pink. And then the next one is a Stanley Flow State Cruncher 30-ounce tumbler sizzling pink. So
I'm
pretty much
just paint mine.
So pretty much the pink ones are going for high price, which there was a crazy madness going down in Target. I think Target released some Valentine's Day ones. And did you see the videos?
No.
Like people were fighting for them. People were going crazy. I'm like, yo, it's just a Stanley Cup,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Relax. But, you know, it's all about the resale and all that. So
it's all about the hype.
The hype. So, yeah, you got unos tacos.
Yes, and we got to go, y'all.
We got to go. Yeah, that's it. Just want to say thank you for joining us today. Episode 7, it was badass. I kind of felt like it was more like just chill vibes, catching up. Plática vibes. The new little set we got here, which is not the permanent set, but it's a set for now. And that's it for today, babe.
Yep. But thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.
Nos vemos. Good night.
Oh, and by the way, sorry for not posting yesterday. We were a little crudo vibes from New Year's, but
yeah, no
it's okay.
Pasa
no
nada.
Pasa nada. Okay, bye. See you never.
See ya.